Lee, a 1-1 draw against Leek Town today. What were your thoughts on the game?
Good entertaining game, I thought. I thought Leek started off well, kept the ball well, scored a great goal, you know, and at half time I said to the lads, sometimes you just gotta give credit to the opposition. I thought that the lads got it out of his feet and he's hit it for, you know, and it's a good goal, there's nothing you can do there. But then again at half time it was about what we got in the dressing room and how can we respond to that. I thought second half we were great. I know they had, you know, they had a couple of chances, but I thought, you know, we dominated in terms of possession, really. I mean, they might disagree, obviously, it's a draw and it can go either way, but you know, it's what we had in the dressing room, and to get a point here against a very good side, I mean, we're delighted just to get off the mark as well for the club and just the group. I think as a group they deserve something, and they've got it there today and a point, so I'm absolutely made up for them.
Definitely a few changes to the starting 11 today. What were the thoughts behind those?
Just, I mean, obviously the lads who were there will know the shift he put in on Wednesday was with 10 men was unbelievable. So I felt, if, you know, when I look at the group and the squad, you know, I'm happy with what I've got, and I think everyone's at the same, you know, ability, if you like. And I just felt that, you know, there's lads that could come in and do a job, and they've gone and proved me right. You know, could I get the same team? Possibly, but you know, if I can refresh it, then I'll do it for the lads. You know what I mean? And as a team, and as I say, I think it's worked today.
Obviously, Ryan Jennings obviously struggled with injury throughout pre-season. He came back onto the bench on Wednesday, and obviously on the bench again today. Came on and got the equalising goal, but he's buzzing in there.
Yeah, he is. I mean, I think he's more happy just to get back. I think, you know. Listening to him in there, he's more happy for the team, and let's have it right, since he has been out injured, he's there every training session, he's been there every game, he's always in the dressing room encouraging the lads. I know he's only 26, but he's like a seasoned pro, the way he helps everyone out. And I'm made up for him because it has been tough, and I did say when we signed, it was a gamble for him, it was a gamble for us, and it was just about managing his injuries. He's come back, you know, could we have played him maybe last week? We possibly could, but you know, today he's got on there, and for me, he deserves that. I'm absolutely made up for him. Even if he's not, I'm delighted for him personally, but obviously for the point it gives the team.
Another player that we seem to pick out in commentary, Billy Hassler-Craig, obviously came off in the second half, but had a number of good chances throughout the game.
Yeah, he's been brilliant, Billy. I've just been speaking to him in there once, and I think, again, another one who struggled with injury. He comes to us last season on the back of a long-term injury. We've got him going well, and again, it's just about managing. We have to be patient, and I know we want to win every game, and even though, you know, we were bottom of the league, albeit three games, as a group and like as a club, we just need to be patient and have a little bit of trust. Billy's no different in terms of player-wise in what we've done. You know, we've managed his injury. He's grew into the games, and now he's starting to get where he was only getting, what, at 45. He's now getting, you know, 60, 70. You know, maybe we could have kept him on a little bit longer, but I felt, you know, with a game coming up Monday and just in terms of the shift he put in, I think he's absolutely, you know, he's relishing that role that we've put him in. And credit to him, because, you know, it was easy. He could have got his head down. He could have sulked and moped about, you know, how things weren't going for him. But he, you know, unbelievable mentality, him and Ryan Jennings.
Definitely a couple more questions on personnel before we look to Monday. Obviously, Seydou Bamba's been out with the lads in the warm-up today. How's his recovery coming
along? Yeah, still recovering. Obviously, we spoke in the past that it was obviously mentally he was struggling in terms of, I think he tried to come back too quick. But again, it's just managing. We've got two physio, we've got a sports therapist in there, and we've got a physio as well. So, you know, we've seen both of them. He's doing step by step, and you know, he's not far away. But it's just a matter of building it up, and then when he's ready, you know, we can start maybe giving him some minutes. But again, credit to him, he's doing well in his recovery.
And Harry Turner, what's the latest there?
Harry Turner's still injured. He's about 4 weeks away.
And looking to Monday, obviously. A semi-local derby against Mosley back at the Riverside. What are your thoughts out of that one?
Mosley. It's going to be a tough game. We know that. But again, as much as I respect every team in this league, obviously my focus is on Ramsbottom and how I can get us better. We only get better by sticking together, sticking to game plans and gaining experience throughout. Yeah, it's going to be a tough game, but again, it's a challenge for the lads. One we're definitely up for, and one I can hope that we can come out of with 3 points. you know, whether we do or we don't, it's not the end of the world. It's about sticking, you know, sticking together and working on what we can.
Definitely. And just finally on the fans, obviously, I know you said on Twitter after the game on Wednesday night, you praised their support and they were out here again today.
Loved them, absolutely loved them. I mean, you know, it's they can see what's happening. Do you know what I mean? It's not, you know, it could be easy for a fan to get frustrated, the following us home and away, you know, for what expense that might be. But they're there every single week. They encourage, they sing, even when we're getting beat. You've heard them there. They, you know, they make up the noise in numbers, don't they? And yeah, as I say, I can't speak highly enough of them. They know that themselves, and you know, I'm proud to manage the club on behalf of them, to be honest with you. And you know, they do give the lads a lift. It's, you know, and you've seen them there at the end, and the players when they all go over, you know, that's class. That's what non-league is all about. You know, we've got a point, we think it's a good point away from home against a good side, and you know, they're you know, everyone's treating it like a win, and we feed off the fans. And you know, as I've said there, I can't speak highly enough of them. I absolutely love them all.
Really, cheers, like
time, mate.